only to rest, to conclude what we had in the today, this morning, and also this evening. So if we talk about yesterday, for example, we know that yesterday, Sunday, it was Palm Sunday. So in Palm Sunday, we know very well that Palm Sunday, when Jesus Christ was as a king, and he went inside the Jerusalem. And when he went to Jerusalem, he was as a king. A lot of people outside, they say Hosanna, but the people are talking only by their lips. But from their heart, they're not talking about that. Because after a few days, they will say the same, crucify him. On Monday morning, there is two things very important. Number one, he was walking. Jesus Christ was walking. And when he was walking, he saw from outside, from far, a fig tree. And this fig tree, it was amazing. Looks amazing. It was like as if there is fruit inside this fig tree. So he was hungry. And I will stop there. Jesus Christ was hungry. Are you your immunity, full immunity? But immunity and divinity also too, because he was hungry for spiritual people. Like to find the people who are talking to him. As if exactly when he said, I'm hungry also too, and he went to Samaritan woman. He's always hungry for us. He's always wanted to talk to me. That's why he was looking to the fig tree and he found some leaves up from outside. From inside, there is nothing. There is no fruit at all. When he was so close to the fig tree, he found there is no fruit. And he cursed them. So Jesus, like, he cursed the fig tree immediately. Wait. He said, no. I remember the same day from thousands of years ago, the same happened. Adam and Eve, and that's why we are reading the same story in the morning. The same story of Adam and Eve. The same time that we are reading the prophet, this the part from the Old Testament, we are reading also the gospel of the fig tree. Because they are the same. The first Adam, he fell in the sin and he was with Eve and he tried to cover himself with the leaves of fig tree. Hypocrisy. Jesus Christ doesn't, like he sent a message this morning to us. Don't believe yourself if you are coming to the church and you are saying that I'm serving. Or for example, I'm praying. But it's only using the lips only. I'm not talking from my heart, from deep my heart. This is a fig tree. This is the leaves of fig tree. When Adam and Eve fell into sin, there is a separation between Adam and Eve and between God. فَأَصْبَحُوا عُرِيَنَيْنَ. They are filled and they are naked. From where are these feelings? From the sin. And instead to say, please God, forgive me. I did a problem. I have a problem in my life. And instead of saying, forgive my trespasses. And instead of saying, I am a sinner. That they found some anything around to find only some leaves from the fig tree. And the second Adam, he came. And he found the same fig tree, the same hypocrisy, the same sin, and he cursed it. So it is not an immediately. It was, he was waiting for thousands of years to curse this hypocrisy. If you feel that you want to be clean, if you feel that you are a sinner, go to him direct and say, I am a sinner. and He will forgive you. I said in Saturday Lazarus, Jesus Christ, He raised three times three people. The first time she was inside the house. The second time it was outside. And the third time it was inside the tomb. It's like the different stages of sins. Some thought inside me. Some thoughts and some actions. And finally it's habit. Even the three stages, God can raise the sinner from the death. Don't cover yourself by some leaves. Doesn't work at all, because God is looking into the heart. When I go to pray, I have to clean myself. That's why after on Monday, when he saw the fig tree, he cursed. And after that, he went to the temple and he found a lot of people, they are selling everything. From outside, they are doing good, actually, because they're maybe bring money to the temple. And also some of the animals and birds, they are selling them for the feast. From outside, it's good. But from inside, no, it's hypocrisy. So God, what happened? Jesus Christ, he went like, no, I have to remove all of that. My house is my house of prayer. It is not for selling. And so the second step, I have to clean the heart from all the hypocrisy. And I have, because the first day, Jesus Christ, he went to the Jerusalem, he knocking the door of the heart to open the heart and go inside. Some people said, yeah, come, Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. The son of David. Like as if we are coming, for example, like coming to the church and we're celebrating all together. We are coming to the church and taking the communion too. And sometimes we are saying like, yeah, it's amazing. I feel good. I'm praying. Sometimes people, they're coming to confession and say that. I'm very good. Thank God. I'm praying. I'm fasting. I'm serving. I'm coming to church. Everything is good. Really? شجرة التين اللي هي رمز أساسا لأنه الإنسان اللي بيكفر himself من بره بيبان حاجة مختلفة تماما من جوه مختلف تماما. مرة في حزقيال شاف رؤية فشاف الهيكل جميل ومتنظم وحلو. إيه ده؟ أصوات إيه ومنظم إيه وزبايح عاملة إزاي؟ قال له يا رب في أحلى من كده؟ قال له أحلى من كده إيه؟ ده أوحش حاجة. قال له أوحش حاجة؟ ده جميل قوي. قال له لا، أنت ما شفتش القلوب من جوه عاملة إزاي. شجرة التين ترمز لديت للإنسان اللي هو من بره حاجة تانية خالص غير اللي جوه. هما يمكن نتكلم بشفاهنا بألسنة، بنصلي وبنصوم، عدينا أيام وخلصت، لكن في الحقيقة من جوه حاجة تانية خالص. لكن جه بقى المسيح لما دخل الهيكل ولقى بائع بيبيعه وبيشتره، قال لا، مش هقدر استحمل أكتر من كده. بيتي بيت الصلاة يدعى وأنتم جعلتموه مغارة للصوص. أنا مش هقدر استحمل أكتر من كده. يعني شفت الصبح الرياء، وشفت الصبح شكل مختلف من بره عن اللي جوه. الثمرة تطلع لما الإنسان يقف كتير قوي مع ربنا ويصلي، ياخد ويدي معاه. واحدة في الاعتراف من يومين قالت لي جملة عمري ما هنساها، قالت لي أنا ابتديت قصة حب جديدة. فقلت لها إيه ده؟ قالت لي أول مرة أحس بالمسيح قوي كده. كأنها بتقول نشيد الأنشاد، أنا لحبيبي. حلو الإنسان يبقى عنده علاقة قوية مع ربنا، وما يغطيش نفسه قدام الله، بالعكس يكشف نفسه. لو كان آدم وحواء الحقيقة كشفوا نفسيهم أمام الله وقال لهم احنا فعلا غلطنا، بس هم خبوا نفسهم. فالله لما جه شافهم لقى شوية ورق متغطين، بس هو شايف القلب، وعيني هما الاثنين كأنهم ضحايا للحية، بس هي ما كانش كده خالص. هما ما هما اللي وقعوا بنفسهم. فجي بقى السيد المسيح لما دخل الهيكل قال لا أنا عايز البيت لا ينضف بقى شوية، أصلا أنا بكرة يوم الثلاث الصبح المسيح هيكلم في الهيكل ويوعظ لآخر مرة بالترتيب. الأول دخل أورشليم بيخبط على الباب، هتفتح الباب؟ أه نفتح لك. دخل جوه الباب لقى، دخل جوه القلب لقى إيه؟ حاجات تانية خالص غير اللي بره. من بره قلت له اتفضل، ده مكانك ومطرحك، ازاي كده يخش جوه ما يلاقيش مكان ليه حتى خالص؟ فقال لا ايه ده، ده من بره حاجة تانية خالص غير اللي جوه، ما ينفعش معايا الكلام ده كله، انا هنضف الكلام ده كله. تسمح لي انضف؟ لازم اسمح له انضف. وهو بيستأذن قبل ما ينضف القلب، اقول له يا رب اعطيني قلبا جديدا، يا رب قلب لحم لا كيس كقلب حجر. يقول طب أنا هنظف كل ديت وهشيل كل الحاجات المش نظيفة دي كلها. أول ما ينظف المكان، ينظف المكان وبقى نظيف ورايق، يبتدي بقى المسيح يعلم بكرة الصبح، يعلم برواقة بهدوء، مفيش حاجة شوائب تانية ماسكة جوه القلب بتلخبطه. أول ما يخش كده المسيح جوه القلب كده يعصره، ينظفوا. بكرة الصبح يبتدي بقى المسيح يعلم. فالنهاردة الحاجتين دول كانوا مهمين جدا في بيبين الصبح قرايات خطية آدم وحواء، وبيربطها طبعا مع شجرة التين لأنها نفس اللي احنا زي ما احنا قلناه. وبعدين دخل الهيكل، نظف الهيكل كله عشان يحضروا بقى بعد كده لبكرة لما يجي السيد المسيح يعلم مرة تانية. ولهنا المجد دائما أبديا، آمين.